Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Andrea from San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo. I happen to know and love San Luis Obispo, California, in the Central Coast. What do you do there?
I am a faculty member in the Communication Studies Department at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo.
Oh, Cal Poly. I know it. What do you teach there?
I teach communication studies classes.
All right. There's something I've always wanted to ask a communication studies professor. What is communication studies?
We study human communication and its myriad.
You communicated that very well. Welcome to the show, Andrea. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. You ready to play?
Sure.
Here is your first limerick.
Because of jelly, my belly has rolls. And for cream centers, I lose control. But now I can go nuts on these locale donuts. For diets, they've added a...
roll?
No. Rhymes with that, though.
A hole.
A hole, yes.
Yes.
The British bakery chain Greggs is famous for their particular filled pastries, but they have decided to innovate and make it healthier. They literally cut a hole in it. Congratulations, Greggs. You have invented the donut again.
Right. And I have found that's not a diet food.
Well, here's the bizarre thing. They say it is. This is a totally straight-faced, healthy eating campaign. They say, by putting a hole in our donut, we have removed this number of calories. And so they are recommending, and I'm not kidding, the donut diet. It's a great idea. It makes all your food healthy. Cut a hole in a double cheeseburger. Cut a hole in the middle of the pizza. Do you like Fruit Loops? Good news, they're already a diet food. All right, here is your next limerick.
With coffee and juice as our drinkies, we spoon in this stuff with raised pinkies. With snack cakes by Hostess, our breakfast is toastless. We're having a bowl full of...
Twinkies!
Yeah!
Yes! Twinkies! That? Very good! The newest thing in the cereal aisle will be Twinkies cereal. As they say, it's part of a complete breakfast, especially the part that makes you feel... terrible. The cereal will be available in late December, just in time for your New Year's resolution to gain more weight. The company is already developing a low-calorie version of the breakfast cereal, where each little Twinkie has a teeny tiny hole cut in it. Okay, Andrea, here is your last limerick.
Rod Stewart's not drinking champagne yet. He's rocked out and worked up a drained sweat. He's back at his room with Toot Toot and Zoom Zoom. Because he tours with his big model.
I'm having such a hard time.
It is true. You know, I'll just give it to you and you're gonna know it as soon as I say it. It's Train Set.
Oh, a train set.
A train set. So we're talking about Rod Stewart, the now 70-year-old rocker. There was a time when Rod Stewart wanted to know if you thought he was sexy. These days, the sexiest thing to Rod Stewart is Thomas the Tank Engine. It turns out, I had no idea, that for many, many years, Rod Stewart has built model train layouts. According to an exclusive report by Railway Modeler magazine, this is all true, he does this even when out on tour. He books an extra hotel room just to have workspace. Instead of hooking up with groupies, he's now hooking up train cars.
The morning sun when it hits your train really shows your age.
Something like that, yeah. Bill, how did Andrea do in our quiz?
2 for 3. Andrea, you still won.
Congratulations, Andrea. Well done.
Thank you
so much.